When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about forgiving a narcissist. How can you tell if a narcissist has really changed? So first of all, let me say this. I know that everybody is not diagnosed as a narcissist, and I don't have the ability to do that. I know a lot of people think I'm out here trying to diagnose people and paint people in the picture, but I'm literally out here telling my story and how I react to things and how I handle certain situations in life and why I do what I do from my perspective of being an actual diagnosed person with narcissistic personality disorder. So going from the top of everything, like, people, when you leave a narcissist, when you break up with a narcissist and you are consistently taking them back, forgiving them and reconciling with them, you are becoming an enabler to their behavior. I know people are going to be like, well, Lee, you're calling people enablers that are not enablers, but like literally 2D narcissists. You are saying that you are okay with the behavior because you are accepting blanket apologies or no apology at all. You're just letting them stay there, or y'all just act like nothing happened. But you know, deep down, or not even deep down, you're unhappy. But the narcissist, like, as much as you will take, they will give. I say this all the time. There's like, a narcissist is going to continue to feed you BS if you keep eating it. If you don't spit it back up, if you keep taking it down, if you keep taking spoonful after spoonful of BS and devouring it like it's like a third, like your favorite meal, they're going to continue feeding you BS. Like, again, today I got a message the other day from a woman. Like, I don't know. It's just like having babies inside the marriage. Like, when you are married to somebody and you have not only one, but multiple babies by different women outside the marriage, while you're still married, like 2-3 babies, and you just take that person back, then you are saying you are okay with that. The narcissist is not going to change. Are they going to change? He said he was sorry. He said he was sorry, so we're not going to have another baby and another one outside the marriage. So he's not only divvying up, like, y'all both working, so he's taking your income and paying child support on babies that he made with cheating on you with. And by you taking that person back consistently, you are saying that you are okay with that behavior. Are you okay with it? You're going to say no, but if you look deep, if you listen to what I'm saying, you are actually saying that you're okay with their behavior and how they are acting. Because if you consistently take them back, I'm sorry, I was in a bad place, or they'll blame you. Because sometimes, like, the narcissist will get to the point where they gaslight you so much that they'll blame you for cheating on you. And you'll end up apologizing. I'm so sorry, I didn't trust you. I'm so sorry, I pushed you to cheat on me. And you'll apologize for them cheating on you. Which gives them the go ahead to cheat on you again, or cheat on you more. If I say the only apology that you should accept from a narcissist or anybody is consistent change behavior. We are willing to take so much less for what though? Like, what are you getting from these people? Other than, like, I guess, yeah, I call it narcissistic math. This is what I call narcissistic math, or whatever. I say do this equation right here. And it'll help you put things into perspective. If that narcissist leaves you, or you break up with them, or they leave you, what are you losing? What exactly are you going to be missing outside of their body, outside of their presence, or their penis, or their cheeks? What are you absolutely losing? What is the loss here? I know sometimes you're going to say finances, sometimes you're going to say this, comfort, safety, whatever. What are you losing other than their body that you can't get from somebody else, that you can't give to yourself? Because I talk to so many successful, financially stable people that are afraid to lose narcissists because, like, what if they treat the next person better? Like, who cares if they treat the next person better? They done cheated on you 9 times. Let that person go. Let that hurt go. Let that hurt go so you can grow. Like, I keep telling people are willing to accept them so much, the bare minimum. And a narcissist is going to, they don't even, like, you get to the point where you just keep reconciling with them and you just keep forgiving them. that they don't even try hard to lie to you anymore. They'll just cheat on you and just tell you not to ask any questions. Like, if not, and I've heard people say that before too. They'll say some stuff like, well, the relationship isn't that bad unless I question the cheating or why we don't have sex or why we don't do anything. It's not actually that bad. All right, we get along very well outside of the cheating and the gaslighting and the lying. All right, okay. Okay. We are like, goodness gracious. We got to come back down to reality and allow yourself to heal, because like if you decide to leave, you decide to leave a narcissist, you cannot heal in the same environment that made you sick. You just can't do that. And I know a lot of people are going to say, I know you say that, Lee, but we live together and I'm healing perfectly fine. Okay. You are the exception and not the rule. Now I say, like, consistent change behavior. How can you tell narcissists, hey, Lee, but how can I tell if they change, if I don't let them back into my life? Hey, typically they're going to blow you up. They're going to blow you. When you break up with them, you leave a narcissist, they're going to blow you up. They're going to beat down your door. This is typically, I'm saying typically, not all the time. This is typically. They're going to blow up. They're going to blow your phone up. They're going to show up to your work. They're going to come by your house. They're going to call you consistently, text you consistently, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, everything. Every social media is going to be blown up. If they are really changing, they should be able to leave you alone. When you are not responding to them, they shouldn't send you something to make you feel guilty about not responding to them. When you're not allowing them to come see you, they should not make you feel guilty about not letting them come see you, because people want to be rewarded for their progress. Hey, I haven't cheated on you in 2 weeks. Can I come see you? Huh? Can we talk? Can we see each other now? I haven't cheated on you in 3 whole weeks. I deserve a pat on the back or some cheeks. Or I deserve to have my cheeks clapped. Or whatever. You mean? I deserve to put the cheeks on you. Whatever it comes to be. Oh my goodness. People being just, I know I keep harping on it. I feel like I do this video once a week, honestly, because I get it so much. Because not enough people are connected on my YouTube. I keep repeating myself on YouTube, I feel like, because not a lot of people watch the video. Even though I have like 92,000 followers, I only get like 2,000-3,000 views. So that means not everybody's connected to the information or not everybody's seeing it. So that's cool. So I feel like I don't mind doing the same video over and over again, because honestly, I tell y'all, it makes me angry when y'all just keep reconciling with these people and then you blame that person. That's how you look in real life. To people outside of narcissist TikTok or narcissist YouTube or narcissist Instagram, you look like you look crazy to some people. You look silly to some people when you're constantly forgiving somebody for cheating on you. This is not victim blaming. Hey, Lee, you're crossing the territory into victim blaming. No, I'm not victim blaming. I'm just like telling you how you look to other people that don't understand the trauma bond and stuff like that. When you consistently are forgiving somebody and going back to that person, people are going to look down on you. People are going to be like, well, you did, wow, yikes. And people are not going to want to be around you. People are going to be like, you look crazy as hell taking that person back that keeps cheating on you, that keeps beating on you. Y'all don't have anything together. Y'all don't have a house together, no cars together, no nothing. Y'all just have sex. And you can't leave that. Well, it's so good. Okay, cool.
You ain't never had no sex like this, Lee. You ain't never had no cheeks clap like this, Lee.
I know I have never had my cheeks clapped. Sorry, I've clapped some cheeks. I've never had my cheeks clapped. Anyway, I feel like people, you got to take your power back. Like, you giving up your life, somebody, you wasting the prime of your life for some cheeks or to get your cheeks clapped. That doesn't make no sense to me. Like, the sex is so good, I gave up my whole 20s, but nothing to show for it. Learn from other people's mistakes. I feel like this generation is a good generation to do that, because this generation, typically, it seems like more and more people in this generation are learning more from the mistakes that their parents made, that their brothers and sisters made, their older brothers and sisters made, that their grandparents made. This generation is learning more from their mistakes than any other generation I see. But you can learn from somebody else's mistakes. You see somebody else's, you know, in my comment section, it's like, I stayed for 20 years. Y'all need to get out in 20 days, 20 months, 20 weeks. Y'all need to leave early. I wish I would have left earlier, so I could enjoy my life a little bit more. You know what I mean? I wish I could have left a little bit earlier to enjoy my life a little bit more and things like that. But like, people get held up. Nowadays, more people have the information in front of them than anything. I keep seeing people, I wish I'd have had this information 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Some people have the information now and don't take heed to it. Some people see the information, have the information, and go back into an abusive relationship because they think they can change the person. They really seem sorry this time. How did they really seem sorry this time? They were crying. Okay? tears, like, y'all be giving too much power to tears. I don't care. Somebody cry. Look, somebody crying to me. I can look them dead directly into the face and be like, okay, cool. Tears. Yay, tears. But I just feel like not right now, in this day and age, you should be able to take your power back from people. Stop giving people so much control over your life, so much control over your situations, because you're worth more. But you have to believe that you're worth more. I can say that you're worth more. I can consistently say, hey, look, you're worth more than that. You deserve better than that. And it doesn't matter what I say. You have to believe it. You have to believe you deserve more than an abusive boyfriend or abusive wife or abusive girlfriend. You deserve more than I caught her cheating 5 times. Okay, this should not be a sixth. It should have been a second. This should not be a sixth time you have to catch this person cheating before you realize your worth, king or queen. Put your crown on. Too many people have taken their crowns off their heads and given them to somebody else. And for what? What are you gaining by giving your crown to somebody else? What are you gaining? What are you gaining? I can see if you're gaining a ton of money. Like, I'm rich. Hey, I take a little narcissistic abuse. I'm rich. Okay, we can talk about that. But if you ain't getting nothing, if you are the breadwinner, if you are in control of it, if you are self-sufficient and independent, what are you getting other than some cheeks, or you're getting your cheeks clapped? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth giving up so much of your life to keep forgiving this person over and over and over again? You in your late 20s, forgiving somebody, wasting 5 years on somebody that did for nothing. Why did he marry the next person so quickly and he didn't try to marry me? Maybe the next person required that. Hey, I need a commitment from you ASAP. Maybe the next person made him commit. Maybe the next person made her commit. You didn't. You allowed it to go on for 5-6 years. Every time I talk about marriage, he would just go away. You need to make him go away. Take your power back. Make your intentions known. Don't give people the blueprint to hurt you, manipulate you. But make your intentions known. Like, look, I need to know this is serious. We gonna get. Look, the clock is ticking. The damn clock is ticking, y'all. It's ticking. Tick, 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 tick. It's not gonna click for too long. It's not gonna tick for too long. So take your power back. Stand in your truth and stand, because we all have a limited amount of time on this earth, and to be wasting it on somebody who doesn't value you, somebody that will easily replace you and give somebody else more than they ever gave you. There you go. Hey, why did they give the next person everything that I wanted? Because the next person might have required it. You didn't require it. The next time you get into a relationship, require shit. Stop letting people take advantage of you and just do what they want to do. Take your power back. This is an empowerment channel. And some of this stuff is going to come off as very, very aggressive and very, very mean, because I have narcissistic personality disorder. My filter is dirty right now. You know what I mean? So I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, but I want y'all to win. I'm winning. If I feel like I'm winning against narcissistic personality disorder, I feel like you can win against codependency. You can win against the trauma bond. And I'm rooting for you. The narcissist is rooting for you. I'm in the corner with my pom-poms, chilling, shaking. No tutu. I got pom-poms on with some. This is the image I'm putting in your head. I got on some long black tee, some camo pants, and some wheat-colored Timberlands. And with some pom-poms, cheering. I'm from the hood. I got pom-poms cheerleading for you in the corner. But anyways, y'all, I got to cut this thing short. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm thankful for every single one of y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. If you're watching this on Apple Music or Spotify, listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. I'm loving the reviews so far. Well, I love them all, regardless. But anyways, thank y'all so much. Mental illness is out. Peace.